You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Interesting little survey out about people claiming they want to live to be 100 years old. 77% of people would like to live to 100.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? It's a nice big number. Well,
three digits?
I don't know. I know plenty of people. I know plenty of people who say, oh, no, I want to die when I'm like 85. And my response is always, well, let me come back and chat with you when you're 84 and a half.
Mm-hmm, to see.
And see how you feel about it then.
Right.
I changed my mind.
When you're 34, it's so easy to say, oh, I don't want to live past 80.
I feel like 100 is going to be the new 75, you know, with the way that science and, you know, medical technology
health,
is working.
Just general health.
I'm just worried. I'm going to run out of money.
Because they're talking about how maybe kids born today will have a younger lifespan than their parents because of cell phones.
High fructose corn syrup.
That's one of them.
Because of the Kardashians.
Yes, all of those things are going to lead to actually age limits coming back down because people don't take care of themselves.
I really think that I will hit 100. I've thought about this multiple times. I have a lot of longevity in my family, a lot of people into their 90s, things like that. For some reason, I feel like I have been aging slower than a typical human.
Really? Look around your eyes.
Uh-huh. Like an X-Man? Look at your hairline.
Except the past 5 years. The past 5 years, it might have caught up with me. But I was just thinking about this yesterday when I was sitting on my, you know, the recumbent bike. I was biking, and then I went upstairs and took my vitamins and all that. And I'm like, is this really doing anything? Is this going to prolong my life? Can I hit 100?
Well, here's what I'm no doctor. But I will tell you this, nobody knows because you never know what will happen to you.
You don't.
But I believe that because you take care of yourself, your quality of life will be better. Longer than most people.
True.
Yeah,
true.
I went and saw a psychic, a tarot card reader.
Oh,
mystic, if you will.
Did they tell you how long you would live?
She said that I am going to be well into my hundreds. However, I may be lonely because nobody's going to last as long as
me. Wait a minute. What is well into your hundred? What does that mean? Like 140?
I think like 104, 105. And she, mystics are obviously know what they're talking about.
I have friends of mine who come from really good genes. In fact, I can think of three friends off the top of my head. All three of them come from families where everybody lives to like 95 to 100. Everybody. And I turned around and I looked at my own gene pool and I was like, crap.
You've already exceeded your expectations.
Did you make a face?
I know. I kind of looked at it. I was like, oh my God.
Oh no.
You're living on borrowed time, Testa.
But then again, you do eat fairly healthy and you exercise. So you might stretch that out to maybe 65, Dom.
Having said that, what time do the Dunkin' Donuts get
here? I was just
going to
say, I just got a text. Dunkin' Donuts is here with our donuts. So let's wrap this up, all right?
Enough of this talk. Let's go sugar ourselves.
Everything in moderation.
Right.
But you know, then another part of this survey that they did, they started talking to people. They say they want to live and they expect to live to be 100, but the same group of people also expect to be retired by 65. So I think about that and I go, holy crap, do I want to spend a third of my life just sitting around? And it's like
sitting around.
Yes, no, I can't
you
even
go
imagine.
Fishing.
You go for a walk. You get a scrapbook.
You join a pottery group.
You perhaps knit.
I challenge you guys to go find 100 people who are 75, mm-hmm. who retired at 65. And I guarantee you out of 100 of them, 80 of them will say, that was the worst mistake I made.
Right.
They are like, it was
You
stupid.
Need to stay busy.
There's
you need
some
to keep your
arbitrary number that people put in their head that they need to retire. And I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Well, you retire from your big boy job, but then you go get a little boy job. Like you go work at Barnes & Noble.
Home Depot,
you know?
Man. Let's get you to
really?
Home Depot.
It keeps you young.
I would totally do that, actually.
Yeah. Right. Just a little part-time. Yeah. And then you join your bunco group. And then you're good to go.
Your bunco group. You know, we have Michael Spear joining us in a few minutes.
He loves bunco.
That's one. He is a bunco. That would be one of the things we can talk to him about because people need to, you can't outlive your money.
Well, right. I mean, you can. I think a lot of people are actually.
Then you really are sitting around.
Yeah, the number of people who retire at 62, 65, and then they're out of money by the time they're 66.
Oh, man.
And they're like,
what happened?
I know. I have enough money to retire tomorrow if my life ended on Monday.
We'll actually talk to Michael about that in just a few months because I think that's That's probably a legit discussion. Were you serious about the donuts?
I'm serious. So I'm going to bounce right now. They're stuck on the second floor right now, so I got to go get them.
Tell them to take the stairs.
Before somebody else snags our donuts.
I was going to say, they might be stuck on the second floor, but they won't starve.
Nope.
So.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.